Well, we had over 100, yeah, over 120 people more turn up, and also I've had messages for. It's been running for 8 weeks now. We've got 1,000 followers on the page, and the sort of evidence we've been getting is, local fishermen. Obviously, they're relying on theirs for their industry. They would use that particular path because it was a good lookout point for looking for shoals of fish. They can no longer access it. We've had people scattering ashes, of their loved ones. We've had people proposing who've been there and they've proposed to their loved ones. We've had paramedics in them, and the Coast Guard had to go there and, literally save someone's life along that actual stretch. It kind of opened up. Whilst I set this up to sort of like try and secure it as a path, I realized it's not just a path. It's got so much history, and it really quite emotional, if I'm honest, and quite humbling that people have entrusted all these memories to the Glendougal Coast Path Group now. That yeah, we are going to fight for this as much as we can to get it in place. We have got a Glendougal Coast Path Facebook page. I haven't got a website or anything. This is not something I do as a regular daytime job. It's just something I've responded to. And on that, we ha if you have used the Glendougal Coast Path for whatever reason, we have got user statement forms, a link on our Glendougal Coast Path Facebook page. And if you wanted to download one of them, complete it and hand it back to us, all evidence is fantastic, and we'd appreciate it.